Hello.
Hey, what's going on, my nigga?
Hey, what's good, Tony Dude?
Alright, same shit.
Oh, shit, man. I'm just checking to see when you wanted to knock it out.
Yeah, sure. We can do it whenever you're ready.
Okay, shit. Let me, just stay on the line with me. I'm about to go into my email and pull up the question.
Alright.
Alright.
Trying to do the...
I think I got him. Hold on 1 second.
Yeah, go ahead, my nigga. Take it too.
Alright. Give me a hot second. I'm trying to pull him up right now, man.
Oh, yeah, do your thing, bro. I don't know, bro.
Hey, Tony Dude.
Yo.
I'm looking for the email, but I basically remember the questions. I basically got them memorized, so I'm gonna just go with it. I want to wait for it to load up and all that, man.
Okay.
Okay. Here we go. Dove CNN checking in with Tony Dude. What's good, my man?
Man, same thing, my nigga. He's trying to make it happen.
That's what's up, my man. That's what's up. First of all, man, what new projects you got coming out, like, you know what I'm saying, you working on right now?
Well, right now I'm working on my little, album, debut album, America's Finest City, America's Spelled with 3 Ks. You know what I mean? Yeah, that's what I'm working on right now.
Okay, when is that going to drop?
Man, as soon as possible. I'm halfway through it, you know what I'm saying? I want to make it right, though, you know what I'm saying? So I've been spending some time with it.
Okay, what's the name of that again for the fans?
America's Finest City.
America's Finest City, dope.
Yeah, America's Spelled with 3 Ks.
Dope. What, is there going to be any features on there, or collaborations?
You know what, hopefully, man, I'm going to get one for Glasses, my nigga Freddie Gibbs. We'll see who else.
Dope, Glasses, Freddie Gibbs, okay. What everybody, you know, wants to know about too, man, is a recent thing you had with the situation with the law. First of all, you know, congratulations on that being thrown out and all that, you know what I'm saying? But
yeah, good looking, bro.
Definitely. That's first and foremost. But like, what was the deal with that? Like, what made them come at you and try to build a case like that? You know what I'm saying? If it's my understanding, it was like they're trying to give you life for the lyrics in your verses.
Yeah, so basically with California has a penal code 182.5, which states that as long as you're a documented gang member, you can be charged with gangs. You can be charged with any of the felonious conduct committed by that gang. Like, you can be charged with, say, one gang member out of the gang, wherever gang you're from, or they have you documented as commits a crime. All the documented gang members, you know, from that gang can be charged with that crime. So they had me charged with, yeah, under Penal Code 182.5, and it was a penal code that was it was created in the year, I believe, 2000, and it came in.
Wow.
And it was voted in under Proposition 21. You know what I mean? It was like something, and they snuck it in. Like,
mm-hmm,
you know,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, you know, it's a killer, man, and it's affecting us California dudes, you know what I'm saying, because this is where it's at.
That sound like a RICO law for gang members.
Exactly.
For
that's
real.
Exactly what it is. They wanted to make a RICO for the state, and that's what they went with.
Yeah, man, that's sick. Okay, the next question I know I was going to ask was basically, what was the turning point that made them throw it out?
Well, the judge just felt like it wasn't, you know, it wasn't really constitutional. They said they just worded it wrong, or had it like it was too broad for the judge. The judge said you had to like narrow it down a little more to where, you know, the person had to be, you know, connected to the crime in some shape, form, or fashion. So the judge just really didn't like it after eight months of us being in jail.
Whew, man.
Yeah.
Man, good thing he came to the senses on that, though, too. I was going to say, the last thing about this subject, I was going to say, do you have any advice for, you know, young lyricists coming up as far as the lyrics in their music, you know?
Man, you know what? One thing that I stand firm on is, you know what I mean, being able to talk about what you want to talk about in your music, because if they don't have to change in making their movies and stuff like that, I don't feel like we have to change our lyrics, you know what
right.
I'm saying? It's, you know, like I said all the time, you know what I'm saying? I'm basically, you know what I mean, painting the picture, you know what I'm saying, of stuff that goes on in urban communities. I feel like we can talk about what we want to talk about, just be smart about it.
Right. Okay. Dope. Okay, let me get back to you in your current projects and everything. Well, for the fans that don't know, you know, Tiny Zoo has been a major influence on the West Coast and San Diego rap for a long time. I was going to ask you, I know you've collaborated with many dudes, including Mickey Slick. Do you have a favorite collaboration or a favorite track of yours of all time?
Man, you know what? I can't really narrow it down to one favorite. I'm going to just go with, you know, I did something with, Crying Don got on a song that I did a long time ago, man. I can say that was one of my favorites that I could think of offhand right now. It's called Rockstar, and Crying Don jumped on it, man, and it was classic for me to have, you know what I'm saying, somebody that big jump on something that I had done, you know what I'm saying? So I go with that one right there, man, Crying Don, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Crying Don is called Rockstar, yeah.
Right, that's what's up, okay. I remember the first time I heard of you was, I think it was you, Mitchie, and Styles P did a song like a while back or something, or they had a scratch, or somebody said, Catch Me Up in Dago with Tiny Do and Mickey Slick or something like that.
Yeah. That was a collaboration. I actually didn't get to record my part for it, but yeah, Styles P shot at the sound of the song that he had did, I believe, for the sickness. So
that was
dope.
Yeah.
That was dope too. Yeah.
Yep. Okay. I always ask cats this, man. You got a top five MCs of all time, you personally?
Man, me? I got a man, for sure. I got a roll with Pac off top.
Right.
You know, shit, man. Jay.
Right.
Man, all time. Benny Siegel, man. That's
Ooh,
one of my favorites. Benny Siegel is one of my favorites of all times.
Yeah.
Damn, who else, man? Who else? That's a hard one for me because I like so many different people, man.
Yeah, you don't want to leave nobody else.
I got to give it to where, you know, the people that, you know what I'm saying, kind of hold my skills, man. Lloyd Banks is another one of mine, you know.
Hey, you got lyrics, yeah.
Yeah, that's another person that, you know, kind of give me, you know what I'm saying. And, shit, who else do I really, really like that, man? Shit, man, J. Cole and Kendrick, man.
Yeah, okay, yeah, I thought the new generation, yeah, I feel that, yep.
Yeah, I'm going all time, and them is some of my all-time greats, man. I think them dudes is great, like, and they great for our time, you know what I'm saying? They doing something different right now, man, and I think people need to take heed to what them dudes is talking about.
Okay, spinning off of that, that's perfect. What's your state of the hip-hop game right now? Where do you see it going, you know what I'm saying?
Man, I think Killer Mike, he's somebody else. That's hella great.
Killer Mike.
Man, I feel like, well, hip-hop is becoming more conscious of what's going on in the situations that's brewing in our day and time. You know what I'm saying? Like, people are becoming like activists through hip-hop, through music, you know what I'm saying? Like they was before, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
About how it was before when hip-hop was more conscious, like back when we had all those dope groups, you know what I'm saying?
Tribe Called Quest and shit like that, yeah.
You know what I mean? When we had, like, in the 90s, when we was coming up, hip-hop wasn't this, it wasn't gun this, gun that.
Yeah.
Like, it was more about the communities and take me to another.
Right. Yeah,
arrested development. It seems like hip hop is becoming more, you know what I'm saying, more in tune to what's going on in the world and just less shoot them up, bang, bang. We like, you know what I'm saying,
right.
Some of this stuff. And I feel like Kendrick and J. Cole is kind of taking us to them, you know what I'm saying, them different places. But still, we still keeping it 100. They still keeping it 100, but.
Right.
They're taking us to that place that I feel like we need to go.
I agree.
Those topics need to be touched on more. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's beautiful to me. So I think hip hop is like, you know, we still got the coonery buffoonery, but at the, you know what I'm saying? But the people that's selling records, you know what I'm saying, are the people that's talking about something. So that just lets you know that, you know what I'm saying, it's people listening right now.
Right.
You know,
good point.
Yeah, social justice is taking off right now, and I think everybody need to kind of get down with that a little bit more. You know what I'm saying?
Good point. Yep. Okay. Man. Okay. Let's get back to your project, my man. The one, we're going to go back to the one that's coming out again, but can you tell the fans any projects that are out currently that they can purchase on iTunes and stuff like that?
Man, right now I'm working on a deal right now with my boy to get all my stuff on iTunes. So I should be up and running by the next couple of weeks. You
cool.
Can get everything for as far as What It Do Volume 1. To the project that sent me to jail, No Safety.
Dope.
Yeah, so it's gonna be What It Do Volumes 1 through 3, and then you can get the No Safety album on there, and then I'm on all the Handgunners, all the Handgunner stuff with Mitchie Slick, all the old stuff.
Right.
And I'm on a lot of the, you know, the old Wrong Kind stuff.
Dope.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I know people go. I know they're gonna be looking forward to that. Okay, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Where can the fans find you on social media too?
You can find me on Facebook at Brandon Tiny Dude Duncan on Facebook, and on Instagram at Do It Right, DOOITRITE on Instagram, and then I Am Tiny Dude on Twitter.
Okay, cool, my man. And last but not least, tell them the name of that project that's about to drop.
The name of that project is America's Finest City. America's filled with 3 Ks. Like I said, I'm kind of homing my little situation towards a little bit more towards, not so much, but you know what I'm saying, a lot of my content is going to be about the, you know, social justice stuff that we face on a daily basis. You know, growing up being a black man, you know what I'm saying, the things that we face on a daily, you know what I'm saying. So I'm kind of leaning towards that a little bit more, you know what I'm saying, just with my situation and just seeing what, you know, what these people really think about us, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly, because you've seen things a lot of people don't see.
Firsthand. And I know what they have in store for us, you know what I'm saying, what a lot of people need to start waking up and realizing it, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, we could do what we do, but we got to protect each other. Hip-hop has a big, broad, strong voice.
Mm-hmm.
If we use that voice to help our people, then we're missing out on the whole, you know what I'm saying, the bigger picture.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
You know, I want to kind of, you know, put my 2 cents in based off of helping my people in whatever way I can. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, definitely. We definitely going to blast that, you know, keep in contact. We're definitely going to blast that album when it drops, man. You know what I'm saying? Give people the iTunes link, you know, and get them on that, man. Last but not least, any last words, Tiny Dude? And thank you from Dub CNN. Any last words you want to add?
Man, I just want to say thank y'all for having me, and shout out to my boy Glass Malone on his new album that's finna drop. You know what I'm saying? It's finna be big.
Man.
Make sure everybody go grab that and grab my boy Freddie Gibbs' album and my boy 211's album. You know what I'm saying?
Ooh.
Go get them. And it's my dudes right there. All them dudes for sure gonna be on my album. I forgot to say too, but for sure all them dudes. You know what I'm saying? So
Nice
Burgundy as well. So you know what I mean? Be on the lookout for they. Go grab them albums when they come out. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That Pinata from Glass from Freddie, you know what I'm saying?
Freddie Gibbs.
From 2, you know what I'm saying? All
11.
The all them joints. Yeah. Them is real niggas in rap, you know what I'm saying? And I could, like, you know what I mean, take my hat off to. And I know, you know what I'm saying, it's full with the push and was there, you know what I mean? Even Killer Mike, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Under Jules, man, he was a big dude for me, too, you know what I'm saying? He hollered and talked about the situation, Talib Kweli, all them. So
go.
I just, you know what I'm saying?
Go.
Yeah, real talk. So I just want, you know what I'm saying, take my hat off to them dudes that gave a fuck, you know what I'm saying?
But reached out when it mattered, huh?
Exactly, and all them dudes did that. Scarface, Talib, Freddie Gibbs, 211, Glass Malone, you know what I'm saying? Big up to all them dudes because they was all there.
Right. Right. When you're back against the wall, you find out who's real and fake and all that.
Exactly, and they was all there, you know what I'm saying? Standing there for a dude, you know what I'm saying? Real talk.
Yep. Okay, man. Hey, thank you, Tiny Dude, man, for your time and all that, man. And We gonna make sure we gonna push this and push your project too when it drop, man.
All right, good looking, man. Thanks for having me, man.
Definitely.
All right, 100.
All right.